Hertz, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes in the Washington Bureau. Questions now over a T-Mobile data issue affecting some 37 million and why it took the wireless carrier months to discover the problem.
Was it an actual breach?
This came from an application programming interface that was abused. It wasn't necessarily a breach, which is what T-Mobile is saying now.
Jessica Robinson with Women in Cybersecurity says regardless, T-Mobile has a lot of explaining to do.
If this was a programming interface that was abused, then what exactly happened here and why was this type of data even in this programming interface and not more secure?
The data include dates of birth, phone numbers, and addresses. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Those tech layoffs aren't slowing down any. Google is the latest company to announce cuts. CBS's Michael George.
Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is cutting 12,000 jobs, about 6% of its workforce. In an email, the company's CEO wrote, "Over the past 2 years, we've seen periods of dramatic growth. To match and fuel that growth, we hired for a different economic reality than the one we face today."
Billionaire Elon Musk in court over tweets some say crashed the stock price of Tesla, hurting investors. Mark Fagel is a retired securities litigator.
The court has already ruled as a matter of law that the tweets were misleading. So he can't come in and say, in fact, I did have the money available to take the company private. So if he doesn't have the ability to say these tweets weren't fraudulent, it really leaves intent. I didn't intend to mislead the market. And he can also argue that really this didn't impact buyers. You know, investors were investing for myriad other reasons, and it wasn't my tweet that caused them to lose money.
More wicked weather hitting the nation involving snow this time. Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel.
Now, the next system is bigger. It's going to be basically bringing a lot more snow to the south. Look at Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The European and the American models want to give some pretty heavy snow there, as well as portions of New England.
No agreement in Germany among whether to send Ukraine the tanks it says it desperately needs. Frank Gardner is at the BBC.
Russia is training up a whole new cadre of well over 100,000 troops. Now, they're not going to be particularly well-trained or well-equipped or well-motivated, but there is a strength in numbers. And Ukraine worries that without main battle tanks, the modern Leopard 2, it simply won't be able to repel wave after wave of Russian infantry advances backed by all their heavy artillery.
Germany has become one of Ukraine's leading weapons suppliers in the 11 months of the Russian war. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hungered in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 27. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 19. Tonight, overcast. High temperatures reach up to 26. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Who's ready? Bob Dozak kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, everybody, I'm Tim, the polka guy, keeping you company, and glad you could join us today. And good tunes on the way. We've got the Bauer Boys up next here in the tune No Beer Today. Mm-hmm. At one time, there's no gas today. Back in 1974.
I was driving through this town one Sunday afternoon, and all I had was $1.
$1.
I stopped into this bar and ordered up a beer, and you should have heard the bartender holler.
What did he say?
No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday. No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday.
Thank you.
one so lovely, no wonder I fell. It happened, it happened, it happened in my heart, beside a moonlit lane. And now, my dear, it's happening here, as heart to heart we
of teardrops before. I always can cheer just one more.
We are married and love all the kitties we got. The kitties we got quite a lot. Although we have had plenty of kitties before, we always can cheer just one more.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Thursday,
Tuesdays at 11:30. We are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Fry.
Ach, yeah, the polka party moves ahead. With your host, Tim, the polka guy. We have the Bruce Bradley Band up next, and they're going to perform for us here, Papa, That Old Accordion Man.
our president. A Coke and burger cost you 30 cents. And I was still in love with Mavis Brown on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. I Love Lucy debuted on TV. That was one big event we didn't see, 'cause no one stayed at home for miles around on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. Mama ironed my shirt and Daddy let me take the truck. I drove the Nemecolon and picked old Mavis up. We hit that Red Star in for one quick round on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. A thousand people sweltered in the gym. Then I heard someone whisper, "Hey, that's him." That's when the crowd let out this deafening sound. It was the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. All night long the people heard him play. Just because the blue skirt waltz, no beard day. And no one stayed at home for miles around on the night Frank Yankovic came to town. Ma and Dad had a picture made with Frankie by the car. They said he sure was humble for America's polka star. The music was the greatest sound around on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. Frankie signed his autograph on Barbara Zora's hand. While we were taking pictures with the boys in Frankie's band, the effect on all our lives was quite profound the night Frank Yankovic came to town. Yes, no one stayed at home for miles around on the night Frank Yankovic came to town.
Yeah, the miners came to the VFW Nemecolon. They came from all around. They came from Carmichael's, they came from Crucible. They came from Waynesburg, Uniontown, Morgantown, all to hear the king.
Play. I met you where lights were
the beautiful lady in blue. I was in heaven just waltzing with you. First we met, we danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget?
Blue are the skies and blue are your eyes,
just like the blue skirt you wore.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Variety Show. We have not called on Louis Bichel and his band lately. We have a 45 recording here with the Winkert Sisters on the vocal, and it's the Pennsylvania Pike Polka.
Thank you.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Oh, so quickly our time has gone by here at the Polka Party. Got about 7 minutes left in our program. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in here. We'll do this again next week right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320. We've got a tune now from the Chicago Push, Lenny Gromulka and the Chicago Push. And Gina, his girlfriend, plays the concertina. Oh, sure.
think is right. At 3 in the morning, they all ask for more. As the band keeps on playing, the bartender pours whiskey and beer. Let's all have a cheer for good luck and happiness throughout the year. Whiskey and beer, let's all have a cheer.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing WFHR, gift of
freedom Wisconsin Rapids,
provided-
1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.